California lifeguard Jonathan Savish and 22 colleagues are pressing for a rehearing of their federal civil rights lawsuit before an en-banc panel of judges of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Savish and the others are suing the state of California and the California Statewide Law Enforcement Association, CSLE, union for violating their and their co-workers' First Amendment right to abstain from forced union membership and compelled financial support. Savish and his colleagues are asserting their rights under the National Right to Work Foundation 1-2018 Janus v. AFSCME U.S. Supreme Court decision, in which the court declared that no public sector worker can be forced to bankroll a union without voluntarily waiving their First Amendment right to abstain from union payments. A so-called maintenance of membership requirement enforced by CSLE union bosses and the state of California is forcing the lifeguards to both remain union members and supply full dues payments to the CSLE union against their will. Savish and the other plaintiffs sent messages resigning their union memberships and ending dues authorizations on or around September 2019. But union officials denied their requests, alleging they have to remain full members until 2023. Despite Janus, a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit ruled that this requirement does not violate the First Amendment. Lifeguards' attorneys, maintenance of membership requirements have been unconstitutional for decades. Savish attorneys criticized the Ninth Circuit panel's giving a pass to maintenance of membership requirements as contradicting Janus, and note that forcing dissenting employees to pay full union dues was unconstitutional even under Abood, the 1977 Supreme Court decision which Janus overruled. The lifeguards are receiving free legal representation from staff attorneys with the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation and the Freedom Foundation, along with Mariah Gondiro of Tyler Birch, LLP. The Supreme Court recognized decades prior to Janus, in Abood, that it violates the First Amendment for government employers and unions to require dissenting employees pay full union dues. If maintenance of membership requirements could not survive constitutional scrutiny under Abood, Savish attorneys argue, the requirements are definitely foreclosed by the higher level of First Amendment protection applied in Janus. Savish on bank request also refutes the Ninth Circuit panel's claim that the lifeguards somehow contractually consented to the maintenance of membership requirement. Savish attorneys point out that the dues deduction authorization form that the lifeguard signed only vaguely alluded to the presence of the maintenance of membership requirement in the union contract with their state employer, and never explicitly informed the lifeguards what that requirement was. On that same point, Savish attorneys point out that the panel's contract law analysis is wrong-headed because Janus requires a constitutional waiver analysis. Janus requires that employees voluntarily waive their First Amendment right not to make dues payments before such payments are extracted. Savish attorneys state, T here is no evidence the lifeguards knew of their First Amendment rights under Janus or intelligently chose to waive those rights. Indeed, many of the lifeguards could not have known about those rights because they signed the dues deduction authorization forms before the Supreme Court decided Janus. Even if such evidence existed, any purported waiver would be unenforceable, because a four-year prohibition on employees exercising their First Amendment rights under Janus is unconscionable, Savish attorneys continue. Ninth Circuit panel ruling completely inconsistent with Janus, rehearing required. So-called maintenance of membership requirements have been unconstitutional for decades, and it's outrageous that courts have looked the other way and allowed CSLE union bosses to infringe Savish and his fellow lifeguards' First Amendment rights under the guise of such restrictions for so long, commented National Right to Work Foundation President Mark Mix. A rehearing of Savish case is necessary so the plain meaning of Janus can be applied. Otherwise the Ninth Circuit will not only have ignored Janus, but turned back the clock over half a century on workers' right to refrain from union membership.